Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hatcher, Fred Hatcher Jr., two of my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fist clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of cubs. Like that's the party cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
We'll be right back.
wish I could open up some gates up to my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling for no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' come. All they wanna do is be a foe. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of woe. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some mo. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate killed even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, it's hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trap out apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling for no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that?
What's that?
You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's token. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know they
know they know they.
With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog.
Open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and see my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm still yelling for no more.
My dog.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Yeah, they
are. You know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
The baddest.
listen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. We the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the essential potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then they got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. We the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Live and direct, y'all. We ready. We locked and loaded.
Live and direct,
y'all. Y'all know what it is. Live and direct, y'all. Let's make history. Take history. Tape history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all can't, you know, I know it's snowing outside, but y'all can't open them front doors and the back windows and let them know the Free 'Em All Radio is once again locked and loaded. We're intellectual radio, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, we double breasted. You know what I'm saying? Coming in at 708-223-8953. 708-223-8953. Also 929-477-3785. Y'all know what it is, y'all. Again, the spirit of making history, taking history, taping history. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and also that of Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Speaking of which, y'all, we want to give you know, some revolutionary birthday greetings tomorrow. So y'all call in, hit up on our Facebook and Instagram, Lady of Rage, your birthday is tomorrow. Get up, that's what it is, y'all. Levante, your birthday was yesterday, brother. You know, that belated birthday greeting to you, man. Real talk, man. Right, I can't rip in the building. That's what it is. Yes, go Free 'Em All. Turn Long Street in the building. But it is Free 'Em All. We have makeup for that dance thing, that stepping thing. Gotta follow up on it. What did Jamal? That's what it is in the building. People meet up with Jamal. Free 'Em All. We got some veterans to be calling in, too, y'all. Real talk, y'all. Bubba Wally, Free 'Em All. I mean, cool in the building. Sean Lil Hob, that's what it is. Trent Thompson, always good to see you in the building, y'all. We got those on Instagram tuning in with us, too, man. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all let them know that we like to know that. Put out the word. We still trying to save and maintain. Save and maintain the Hampton House, y'all. Y'all come on through. We're going to be building back. We took a few hits. We still swinging. 804 South 17th Avenue. 804 South 17th Avenue. Maywood, Illinois, 60153. My man, snapping the building. Silence. Hey, I got that text. I didn't get back to you. I'm sure I'm going to see we're going to see our brother at Gov's funeral, man. I don't know if you get the word. Duffy Clark, he had passed. And I know I don't think they had the funeral yet, but I'm gonna be there. I'm sure we're gonna see our brother Larry there. I know he's gonna be there for sure. So when I get there, touchdown, I'll get that contact. Cause I thought it was in his other phone. It was, you know what they do. You know what they do. But we gonna get that follow-up contact. I get back in town, but Duffy Clark is a legend, y'all. His funeral will be coming up soon. I'm sure I'll see Larry there, man. Amongst others, you know what I'm saying? Catch me to show up there, man. Real talk, y'all. Legend, man. Legend. Tiger, brother. His transition not that long ago. You know, Chief Marley's one of his finest, brother. Gubbs, Chairman Larry, one of his finest. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's what it is, y'all. Who we got in there? Miss Unity. That's what it is. Okay, Brooklyn, let's see y'all took from there. Y'all know we be doing Instagram. We trying to up the ante. We're going to have our Twitter page, Chairman Fred Jr. 1. Twitter page, Chairman Fred Jr. That's activated. We up and at it, y'all. We're going to be putting the word out, re-intensifying the campaign. And y'all stay real close. We're going to the triple C's. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring it right back, right black. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back and right black. The triple C's, Children, Community, and Cubs. Again, they ain't been going nowhere, still been going international level, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all know we've been going through a lot of contradictions, a lot of hits, but we still coming, still loving the people, y'all. That's what it is. Chad Ball, it's good to see you in the film with us, brother. Man, matter of fact, I know you got a show, that's, you know what I'm saying? See if we can network and you know, put the word on what we're doing out here and get some of this information we can put out when you're broadcasting. Vice versa, you know, so we do a little networking, real talk. Good to see you tuning in with us. We got legends in the building, mother comrade, Cool and Jet, formerly known as Deborah Thompson. That's what it is. Again, y'all, Levante, happy belated birthday to you yesterday. Yes, tomorrow, Lady Rage, it's her birthday, so her birthday greetings. Also, I want to give a shout out to Big Mama, very happy to my grandmother. Her birthday is tomorrow, also, y'all. Cool, so much is happening.
You know what I'm saying? I just came up to doing the Carl Nelson show. Just kept hitting that. You know what I'm saying? We went in the corner, got us a shot of water, come right back out swinging, man. Y'all seen the flyer? It's I make sure I'm saying the respective office correctly. The Senator Chris Welch, Illinois, representative out of Illinois, just got a grant approved, I think $333,000 in regards to the pool. And y'all know there's been a campaign that the Black Panther Party has been fighting, challenging, you know what I'm saying, which we are struggling. We've been events with the mayor and other people in Maywood. You know, the pool has just been sitting there with the chairman's name on it, the statue on it, and people have been saying, you know, well, man, what's happening? And ironically, this was getting locked, you know what I'm saying? While we was fighting this campaign to get the pool open, we still was, you know, we grabbed the water guns, had the historical water gun fights in front of the Hampton House, you know what I'm saying? And cause the deal is, you know, the old saying go, idle man is a playground for the devil. You know, man, ain't nothing for these children. They're not clean to do. So there's no water gun fight. Y'all can look at old footage. In fact, you can go on YouTube and see, type in Save the Hampton House water gun battle, how we politicized it. You know what I'm saying? So we continue to, you know, simply putting heat on the ground. This is the same swimming pool, ironically, that Fred Hampton, before he was chairman, fought because black children were not allowed to go to the swimming pool. He was challenging this, you know what I'm saying, and as a youth. And then here we come in on, you got black people in office, so on and so forth, but the pool was not open for the black, for people to come to the pool. But his name was on it. There was funds coming through. It was not open. So with that being said, we want to struggle to force us to heighten the contradictions again. So we say right on that this money has been allotted, you know what I'm saying, to come down. But don't put your guards down. Because a lot of times people say, okay, well, that's good. But we want to make sure we contact. I don't have to contact somebody while we're online. Somebody can reach out so I can find it. State Rep Chris Welch, his contact. And, you know, so we commend them, say, okay, that's good, that money's been allotted in regards to the pool. We want to make sure that the Hampton family and the clubs and the State of Hampton House Committee are integral parts in making sure, you know what I'm saying, that this work is done and also the legacy of Chairman Fred Hampton is kept intact. We want to draw no foregone conclusions, you know what I'm saying? So we want to, you know, we know they're going to need some lifeguards, some other stuff, and some people out there to help do the work. They talk renovating the pool and some other dynamics, you know what I'm saying? So we want to set up some, you know, I don't know, Chairman of the Congress, let a million flowers bloom. You know what I'm saying? Days. So we think one major contradiction that we had with it was that they were going to be charging children, you know, 15, 20, to come to the pool. You know what I'm saying? This, all these things that were not the essence of what Chairman Fred represented. You know what I'm saying? So again, we're going to work on that, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. I guess again, it's Instagram, y'all. So I'm kind of up to Andy with this here. Brooklyn to Zoo in the Billion. God, I'm enjoying. Evan Ninch. Is that Ninch? Okay, right on, man. Keep my head up. Free Mars, what it is, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. So don't y'all get this. While I'm online, someone can get that contact. We'll send those letters in to Chris Welch and call in. So move right on for the move. Get the pool back renovated and open. And so we can, you know what I'm saying, have it, you know, moving and grooving, man. That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is. Also, we are planning to release this piece, officially release this piece, entitled Mississippi. M-I Cricket, letter Cricket, whole system is Cricket. Possum in particular. But you know what I'm saying? We have the problems downloaded. We're going to have it for y'all. You know, post it up soon. But again, I think we just have the tally that we know about. 15 prisoners, y'all. 15 of our people, you know what I'm saying? They're taken outside these concentration camps. If there were breaking news tomorrow that there was a kennel being operated, you know what I'm saying, and puppies were just coming up dead, there'd be a real uproar, you know what I'm saying? So, again, so we want to make sure we really be on point with this in regards to what's happening with our people down in Pontchartrain, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a clenched fist salute to the families, to the people, you know, to the people, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, on the ground organizations, we're putting this out, but also in particular, a clean salute to those captives, those who are here captives, who are in the face of death, who have seen on a flow pack like sardines inside them jail cells, no water, toxic water, pigs turning the heat on in the summertime, turning the air conditioning on. Right now, today, we want to give a clinch to salute out y'all. We want to make sure we intensify the One Prison, One Contact campaign. Want y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist clinch, y'all. Want y'all call on in, curve on in, what is it, 929-477-3785. Press 1 and also 708-223-8953. Young God in the building. If it's ever mentioned in the building, that's what it is. Brooklyn, Tazoo, and Cena Bill, Vaughn, Burson, happy birthday. Happy late birthday to you. Stone Street, that's what it is. Free Marshall Thompson. Right, Con, ripping the building all the time, man. Just left Philadelphia, man. And yes, because what it is, Free Marshall. Montee, Free Marshall. Comrade, definitely in the building. We need a Jamal. Make sure you call us being cute. Charlotte Hawkins, what it is. Trent, that's what it is. Snap. I'm gonna be a girl soon in a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. That's what it is. Make history. Let's make history. Take history. Take history. Jared Ball is gonna come in the building. Come in, Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Understand? Eric Mobley, Carl Smith, come in. Cool, Jeremy, Robert Kemp in the building. That's what it is. Give me a minute, y'all. We're gonna do a roll call with this Instagram in a minute too. Steve's gonna work that. Twitter. Be back on track. I'm gonna send the Twitter page. Chairman Fred Jr. Ed one or Chairman Fred Jr. One of those. That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is. Oh, my brother knows this with Carl Smith for the business. That's what it is, man. Man, free my right to get you. Make sure y'all we keep abreast on when Legend Gov. I was out of town. I know I did not miss Gov's funeral. I know I didn't. I gotta make sure I didn't. I ain't been going that long, so we gotta make sure we there for his funeral, y'all. Again, Money Phrase in the building, John Me in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. So again, clinch fist it over. And the statement trying to say is, you know, gang warfare, vice stores, and GD. Anything that happens inside the prison, the concentration camps, is on the state. Our communities are a controlled environment. So you, in particular, prisons are a controlled environment. Ain't nothing happening up in there that the state ain't sanctioned. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's the dates for our brothers' funeral service, February 13th and 14th. Okay, I gotta make sure I'm on deck. Yes, indeed. Because you gotta be on deck. Yes, no deck. Mandatory call. Yes, indeed. So ain't nothing happening inside these camps that is not sanctioned. Nothing is not done by the state directly or indirectly. So the deal is that not only the guards, the superintendents, the wardens, all of them have blood up under their hoofs. For those of y'all who are not familiar with animals, and their hoofs. You know what I'm saying? Their pig hoofs. They had, you know what I'm saying, to these brothers, you know what I'm saying, and I'm sure sisters, you know, so while there's a tension on part of them, say, seize the time. For as Minister UEP News said, that prison is a microcosm of the outside community. Again, prison is a microcosm of the outside community. So what's happening there is more intensified level. So what else we got here, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about. What's happening in Poncho, you know what I'm saying? Well, make sure y'all get y'all to somebody while I'm on live, y'all can't pull up the contact information for Chris Welch, representative of Illinois. We want to call his office and say, you know, we commend him, you know what I'm saying, for, you know what I'm saying, obtaining the grant in regards to the resources, you know what I'm saying, for the pool to be redeemed. We want to make sure we on that when that pool going to be open. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we have the happy family representative, you know what I'm saying? We got the widow, you know, the official grand opening, and tie this in with the whole campaign to save and maintain the Hampton House. So, Ken, while I'm online, make sure y'all can put it up for us. What else we got there? We got Poncho, and something else. I mean, I know I'm missing. We got to keep it breath, you know what I'm saying? Okay, again, let's make history, take history. And tape history. Call in number 708-223-8953, 929-477-3785, and press 1. So, comrade, any callers in queue?
Me and my brother chairman, no callers in queue. My callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Me and my.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, well, not only the talk, politics. Okay, so you had the impeachment hearings today. And the majority vote was not guilty for U.S. President Donald Trump. You know, he's going to be on. He been on 10 all through the strips. So, you know, hey, listen. Hey, said, you know, hey, this press conference, you ain't going to be able to tell Saturday Night Live from him. Is it real or is it fiction? You know what I'm saying? Live or never rex, you know what I'm saying? But this is a trying time. These are reactionary times, we look forward to being revolutionary times. Conflicts are being heightened, you know what I'm saying? And even like we have a battle amongst imperialism, a battle, you know what I'm saying? They start, you know, laying out certain conflicts amongst each other. Now, people, you know what I'm saying, other forces are saying they see fault and cracks in the system. Oh, duh, you jiving me. Not because, you know what I'm saying, because it didn't go your way about the impeachment. Man, Ashley James had been going out to twisters in California, Cook County Court, you know what I'm saying? Those forces down in Mississippi, you know what I'm saying, the filing grievances and, you know what I'm saying, trying to expose you're in cages, packed like sardines on top of each other, you know what I'm saying? This was happening, real talk, you know what I'm saying? So we got to, you know, you tell but Jerry Ball, we tell our age now, how old we is, more conversers, live and memorex, real talk, we tell, tell how old we is. But, you know, this dude would be on 10,000 with age. And this reaction that dude already is on, man. Hey, gone. He can be extra gone now. He gave him a not guilty on that impeachment hearing. Man, listen. He can be bright orange. He's talking all bright orange. Just on him. Hey, cut no corners, man. So, man, you know what I'm saying? Sell what is fine. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? You look at such, you know, during eras of time. Even during the tenure of former U.S. President Richard Milhouse Nixon, it really shook that class peace. We say class peace, we're talking about that class peace that existed under the tenure of such individuals as former U.S. President John F. Kennedy, or, you know, even fast forward, Jimmy Carter, so on and so forth. Class peace where contradiction would not be acknowledged. Let's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't talk about that, you know what I'm saying? It's a facade. And sometimes it takes certain reactionary forces, you know what I'm saying, on both sides of the political strata. Kind of the shake dynamics up, like, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, again, it was under the tenure of President John F. Kennedy, where, you know, his brother Robert Kennedy was the Attorney General. You know, so that's, you know, sanctioned to put a wiretap on Dr. King. See, is this important to put in all these contradictions in correct historical and political context? Because a lot of times, even the victims in particular have a reactionary assessment of history. Again, a reactionary assessment of history. We think it just happened like this, kind of like, you know, like the internment camps and what's going on. You know what I'm saying? The mandatory sentences. Like, it just popped up all of a sudden. No, this process. In fact, as Trump himself said, these things didn't put in place, these policies didn't put in place before he came up in. And, like, you know, even under the Kennedy administration, you know what I'm saying? You had the Bay of Pigs and countless attempts at assassinations on Commandante Castro and other forces. You had the implementation of the Peace Corps, you know, so dipping in the army tanks, you know, so coming through Southside Chicago, Detroit, Michigan, the creation of the Green Beret, so on and so forth, different dynamics. But again, on the auspices of a class peace that still exists in certain arenas where you, in some of the churches you see, a lot of grandparents was, you know, had the fans in church. You know that famous fan? It was hot in that field. Attorney General Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and Dr. King. Nixon, man, just get me, man, what do you call it? Pull the colors up. You know what he referred to? The campaign for law and order. His arrogance, he said, man, wire the place up. It's wiretap. Only he'll leave people on. He said, sir, hold on. You live here. His position where he don't care. See, a pig eat itself. You know what I'm saying? The arrogance of it, and sometimes that's out of, in particular, our people. A lot of times we learn best if white people tell us something, or we ourselves see it. You can't tell them nothing. We be talking to some cats, oh, man, man. Yeah, so that's what we say, heighten the contradictions. We're not dictators. We don't come. We even have issues sometimes. We got to be real careful with the term leader. Like, you know, the minister, you even say, we servants. You know what I'm saying? So it's got to be servants, because a characteristic of oppression is a lot of times you get a disdain, a cockiness, you know what I'm saying? For, you know, look at other oppressed people, like, you can't tell me nothing. You're on the same slave ship I'm on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so we heighten the contradiction. We say, so you can see the sharks in the water. So you can see, you know what I'm saying, who going up there with masters or womb all the time. Who helped care? What quote unquote kings collaborated with the Portuguese to kidnap us? You know, heightened contradictions, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes certain reactionary forces at their own mouth, not from the horse's mouth, but from the pig's mouth. We've seen a climb. So people say, man, if Nixon, acknowledge that he had the White House tap. I know he did it to himself. Man, I might hear what you're saying now about the Black Panther Party talking about they being surveillance and wiretap, so and so. First cats say, oh, man, y'all just a bunch of cats. We don't, the government ain't thinking about us. You know what I'm saying? This is the lack of self-worth we see even within our own communities. You know what I'm saying? So they said, we can't. But when Nixon say, man, no, who does? Yeah, hey, they took his line in the Scarface movie. You say, who done that? Me. That's who's. Nixon, yeah, that was me. I called for that wiretap. He said he called for that wiretap. The conversation could at least happen, even if it's in a reactionary assessment. You know what I'm saying? You remember doing the former U.S. the presidential campaign. Trump, out of his mouth, said, the system is rigged. He's telling you. Now people talking about what has come out even on the Facebook and social media talking about Russia got these droids and bots and these fake Facebook pages. You couldn't tell cats that nothing. Cats be all, man, who said the dude said on Facebook? Who is that? I mean, I can't tell you the films I went to for cats in the streets. I mean, what kicked up? Man, dude, you like my post. Who said? Facebook said. How do you know he? That this person done that? It came on Facebook. And they standing on it. Then, not to mention in the arena of the quote unquote movement, man, you better up these. Hey, these cats to this quote. Man, you had cats getting hold. Man, who's on YouTube or social media said this, so on and so forth. Who is that? Oh, he's an organizer, leader. Well, he been there. Well, you know, you met him. No, I ain't never met him. What's his real name? I don't know. These can't pop up. They so bold. A lot of cats don't have no picture, no profile, no pictures. And these cats be quoting these people. We heard these contradictions with such and such. Who are these people? Or if they people? But the thing with Russell, when it came out, they said, oh, man, you know, they make up these phony pages. Oh, so other white folks have acknowledged it. Not yours. And you have to seize the time with that. Because when they said, it's David Walker. David Walker had said, in David Walker's appeal in the 1800s, the most intelligent of African descent can say something. It would become under doubt or suspicion. A white person from any walk of life, once they said, it's a fact. So that's when the whole discussion came. Oh, man, people talk, man, cats might be catfishing us. You know what I'm saying? Who was this? Who was that? Who was that? Oh, man, Sunshine, who was the organization? Oh, they got a million dollars in life. Then Sony Records, all of them telling you, man, we got farms. Farms. Man, Jay-Z new song came out. He got a million hits in 2 minutes. And he can't automatically, where you get that from? Well, YouTube said, they got the machinery that's here. You see these youngsters can do with the technology. Because they got farms. They farm out cheap labor in India and Thailand, different places. All you do is press this button. And it's an old advertising tactic. Where, like, you go to certain parties and you pull up in the party. It's a crowd outside the party. You like, man, the party got to be jumping. What? You don't see all the people out there? These people, they are paid to come stand out there in front of the thing to track you to the joint. They'll track you to it. So back to the point at hand, well, now you have a situation where people are talking about this cats on the streets. That's, man, yeah, man, Trump, the impeachment hearing, you know what I'm saying? And see when ruling class say you can engage in the conversation, a lot of times cats can engage in it. You know what I'm saying? I remember under the tenure of George Bush Jr., not senior. You know, I was in Acorn Projects, Oakland, California. Cat told me, yeah, man, I hear what you saying, man, but, man, we got to go to Iraq. I said, for what? He said, yeah, man, dude bogus. I said, he out of order. I said, who? He said, Saddam. I said, what'd he do? Man, he violated the no-fly zone. I'm like, huh? What that got? Draw the correlation to me with you, with us, you know what I'm saying? But it's a conversation that can be had once the ruling class get a green light. And so, you know what I'm saying, when there's a battle amongst gangsters, a battle with imperialism, you see how these conflicts happen, you know what I'm saying, real talk, man. That's what it is, my phrase. In the building, Crystal Marshall, John, me, Ron, I see in the building, my sister, right on, Kim, hey, right back at you, my sister, that's what it is, lonely to be a Marshall. But badass bunch of cops, real talk. Renee Morris in the building. Kazan in the building, y'all, that's what it is. Ricky, I see the deal.
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
With free them all, making history take. We must cover that.
We have a caller in queue. Caller 708-261. Free them all.
Free them all. What's free them all with you? Welcome.
She had a caller in queue. Then she called out
call
the caller's name. Hello?
Hello? Free them all?
Can you hear me? This is Delbert Africa.
Got a call on? Yeah. Who we got online? Hello?
My name is Delbert Africa.
It's Comrade Delbert Africa.
From Philadelphia.
We need to hear that name. I need to hear that name again. You know what I'm saying? I gotta hear that name. I gotta hear once again. Who do we have online? I need to hear it again.
On the move. This is Delbert Africa calling in from Philadelphia to get with my brothers.
If the listeners and the people, if y'all have any, I don't know if y'all heard this loud and clear. Your phones is shaking with the spirit of the people, the beat of the people, y'all. Deal with Africa, move family, man, held captive. We've been getting charged. We are not satisfied, but we are in this battle. There are certain points we told, man, we go through battle fatigue. And it is inspiring, y'all. Again, for those who don't know, man, ask somebody next to you. You should have to ask Siri who we have on the phone. We have, man, we've had the Move family on here. We've been honored, man. The Mike and Debbie, Janine, Janet, those forced to get out. You know what I'm saying? We still fighting to get Chuck back out here. But again, y'all, let's welcome, man, Revolutionary Love, and welcome y'all from the Free 'Em All Intellectual Radio. From those, if y'all at home, put y'all phones on speakerphone. And you know what I'm saying? And call somebody on three-way call for a minute and say, man, let them know who we got online. This is a charge, y'all. We need to know about this here. And I ain't talking about just waiting on February come around. I'm talking about this is, man, the inspiration, those who are held captive to come out unbroken, still standing. And I wish that y'all see that picture we had on our flyer 2 weeks ago. Phenomenal, you know what I'm saying? Revolution the spirit of the brother. Revolution their love, respect, and appreciation. My brother. Delbert Africa, welcome. On the move.
Thank you, brother. Oh man, it's powerful to hear your voice and just the feeling of comradeship, solidarity with a revolutionary brother. It feels me good. You know, I've been since being at home with my move family, with my sisters, my brothers. I'm just overwhelmed with this battle, y'all suckers ain't never broke us, and we still on the move. John Africa has taught us to keep our feet firmly planted on the revolutionary road to free life of all the injustices of this damn system. And it feels good not to be broken by this damn system.
Right on. How long you locked up, brother?
They locked me up, and my brothers and sisters of the rest of the move nine, it was nine of us, that were given 30 to 100 year sentences. 30 to 100 year sentences only because we were move members. Understand this. Judge Edwin Malmont with his nasty butt told the world that since they want to act as a family, quote, I will sentence them as a family. So all of us got 30 to 100 years, of which I did 41 years and 6 months of.
I hope y'all hearing this loud and clear. Y'all, man, we can never forget. When we talk about terrorism, and a lot of us have been to the point of automatically thinking, just have a reactionary response. You automatically just think of September 11th. Our position is, we're talking about the OVs, the original victims, also fighting back victims of terrorism. Dates like December the 4th, 1969, August 8th, 1978,
yes.
May 13th, 1985. You know what I'm saying? Philadelphia, Osage Avenue, these are our ground zeros. And again, y'all, the dates, and we're talking about Philadelphia, this is. And I know when you hear about the government dropping bombs on a community, a lot of people automatically think across seas or abroad. We talking about right in Philadelphia. We talking about, you know what I'm saying, people who was attacked, not only on the community, there were a number of different dry runs. And when they was locked up, still and continuously attacked. And y'all heard the, I'm using this term kind of loose, but the, 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 I'm,
war stories. I'm not saying cliches, but real deal war stories. Y'all, we, you know, man, Debbie Africa, man, Mike Africa, I've been giving birth inside those camps. You know what I'm saying? These forces, I'm talking about being the beat for the dreadlocks. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Be for their stance, their personal, and other. I was fortunate that just to get, man, I tried to go visit this brother. They stopped the number time. They won't let it happen. But I got the phenomenal visit at this press conference, and other prisoners were giving their testimony about the impact. You know what I'm saying? About man, the move family, you know what I'm saying? How it, we like to say, still sharpening steel, but men and women sharpening the men and women. Other prisoners, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about the respect, and it still stands today. You know what I'm saying? Even, man, so again, we and people say, this is living history. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't wait to this subject is a safe subject. People, how are we going to survive? And you know, a lot of people talking about, you know, eating healthy and food and going green, all of that, and the answer is that we wait. But y'all met Mike Africa Jr., you know what I'm saying? I mean, directly. So we got Delbert Africa on the line. So, y'all, again, I need y'all to tune in, put the word out, who we got on the line, this history, who did the move family on the scene. Janet Janine, then it's a conversation. Pam Africa, Ramona Africa, come up here in the freezing cold December 4th. The forces come straight out of being locked up 40 some years, come right up here to connect, making that connection to, you know what I'm saying, to December the 4th, making it again. We connected, and the revolution of love and respect. I'm just, man, I want y'all to make sure y'all great. And those who don't know this here, he's back, the brother back out, the members of the Move family back out. We're still fighting to get Chuck and some other, Mumia and some of the others back out. I want to seize the time too. I need some contact information. I need people to get, you know, speaking engagements. We have a thing we refer to as the Welcome Black to the Community. You know what I'm saying? I need contact where resources can be sent. We say it's a war on our people. We mean that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We need resources, support to get, you know what I'm saying, our people back on the, you know, back in our community, and, you know what I'm saying, tie this conversation in. I need you to give us some contact information, how people can get in contact with you, other Move family members, whoever else, you know what I'm saying, how people can support what's going on, speaking of engagement. I need you to give me that. I need you to also, brother, I'm going to open the mic up for you, you know what I'm saying, your spirit, you know what I'm saying, it's inspiring. That picture of them, those who know that picture, y'all, you know what I'm saying, when they came and they attacked him, and, you know, he's standing with his arms spread, and, you know what I'm saying, and back at that same spot again, you know what I'm saying, 40 plus years later, still standing, you know what I'm saying, it's inspiring. So again, we just so glad to have you, you know what I'm saying, you know, black on this side, and your undying spirit, and at that press conference, it was testimony after testimony from brothers from all walks of life, you know what I'm saying, people took, you know what I'm saying, how it impacted them. But tell us what, you know what I'm saying, and I've been fortunate, you know what I'm saying, I know this might sound crazy, to have my name, you know, even mentioned, you know, other political prisoners, just several me up with you on others. What kept you strong? What keeps you on the move?
Without a doubt, it was the teaching, the revolutionary teaching of John Africa that taught me that I can't be just pointing the finger at somebody else and telling them what they got to do and so forth. I got to point that finger at myself and get myself together, keep my feet on that revolutionary road to eliminate this system from its damn violence against all life, against every bit of life on this planet. The system-minded demons will attack and come at you. And so those teachings of John Africa, founder of MOVE, kept my feet on that revolutionary road and kept me, like, feeling good and feeling strong and feeling like no matter what, you ain't going to break. We have went through years. Literally years down in the dungeon. That is what an S1 annex used to be called, a Dallas prison. My brother Carlos Africa and myself spent years down there. When we see so-called rough dudes or whatever after a week down there, they was crying. They was begging. Look, I tell you whatever you want to know.
Yeah.
Just get me out of here and all that. But our teaching, our commitment to revolution kept us straight, kept us going, kept us like, I don't give a damn what the system said. The system said, you got to cut your hair. We said, we ain't cutting nothing. Back up off. And now today, you look out in the yard today and you see literally hundreds of locked up, uncombed, locked up hair. Dudes looking like Move used to look at when they locked us up. So it was been a battle through all 4 decades of this damn system, but it's a battle I'm proud to say, like, on the move. And that's just what we mean. We tell somebody, you on the move, I'm on the move. If you ain't on the move, you should get on the move. Because to stagnate, no matter what you are into, to not be doing something, then you're messing up. And that's why brothers, like you was at the press conference, and you could hear Brother Gregory Muhammad of the Nation of Islam talk about how, you know, we as an organization step forward to, like, no, y'all going to give them a room. Other people got a damn room to meet in. You're going to give them a room. And the administration was like, damn, here come moves, starting stuff again, excuse me. And we just stood by people that were being oppressed, that were being preyed upon by the system. We never backed down, and people gave us that respect. I know dudes from all walks of life that, you know, they slung that stuff, they robbed, they did all this and that, but gave Move total respect. So they said, yeah, because we know y'all ain't going to never stop doing what you're doing. And they, you know, we got that respect in their prison. So things have been rough. But they ain't been able to stop us.
Yes,
we have had two of our beloved members that were murdered in the prison system. That's Merle Africa.
Yes.
And Brother Phil Africa. Bless him. All right.
Yes.
When I say murdered, I mean just that.
Yes.
Because when they went into that prison, they into that prison.
That's right.
Strong, free, and rumbling. And all of a sudden, this goddamn that system started giving them bad food, started giving them no medical treatment, did all this and that. So we lost two of the Move 9. They ended their activity in another way. And we miss them. We miss them most definitely. But the fact is, ain't none of us stopped doing what we had to be doing. And this is what we say, telling people: once you got your foot on that revolutionary road, headed toward that lake of truth, of rightness, then don't stop. I don't care if you don't believe what I believe. I don't care what your hair look like, if you got nose rings or whatever. It don't matter. The fact is, we all got to get to that lake of truth and drink from that pure water and eliminate this damn system. And that's why we say, get on the move.
On the move. They give me a heads up. I got Wanda. I need y'all back on over the next week. I know Janet Janine, if they give us a shout out on the move or something real quick, and I got to tune out right now. I need you back on with us next week. I need the family back on next week. They give me a head up. So we'll be back on next Wednesday. I need y'all back next Wednesday. I need y'all back next Wednesday.
Okay. That'll work out, brother. We'll be in touch.
Yes,
one
sir.
Way or another. My lovely daughter Yvonne, who's still up there in that way, she'll be in touch, or you can get my number and call down here. But I'm there for you.
Right on.
On the move.
I love you, my brother.
Long live John Africa. That's what I'm saying. Keep on pushing.
Yes, indeed. So listen. Y'all make sure y'all tune back in with us. We live and direct. We got Delbert Africa. And we still live with another outlet. Hold on. We're gonna stay on this other way. Hold on. We're gonna stay on.
Hold on, we were still moving along. Devil, you still there?
No, I'm getting ready to get on out of here because I got to make my move. You know how that system goes. We still we rumbling, but I got curfews and all that old stuff. So I'm getting ready to get on out the door right now.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you. Love you. Whoever else is there, Janet, Pam, whoever else is there, let them know.
I got my Janet, Janine, and Brother Carlos.
On the move, Brad.
Oh, man.
Chairman.
On the move. We love y'all. We love y'all. We need y'all back on here with us next Wednesday. We are charged up. You know, I can't wish, I miss y'all already. So give us a, if y'all can't give us a shout out, y'all heard who we got there. We got Carlos Africa, Janet Janine on the move for y'all leave and get back on with us next Wednesday.
All
okay,
right,
on the move. On the move.
On the move, Craig.
On the move. Y'all, hey, y'all heard that live and direct, y'all making history, taking history. Y'all tune back in with us for another episode of Freedom All Radio, y'all. Revolutionary love. Hey, I'm too, Chairman Fred said, I'm too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated, be astronomically intimidated. Too high up for people to be shook up, y'all. Real talk. You know, man, 41 years, back with us. Black, you know what I'm saying? Black with us. On the move. Free them all, y'all. Just make history, take history, take history, y'all. Take us out, Sister Conrad. Oh, happy birthday. Our co-host, Lady Rage, and also Big Mama. Happy birthday. Take us out, Sister Conrad. Right on. Free them all.
You just fade.